The Sun and Moon in Balance. As previously explained in my first essay, there are fundamentally two polarities always trying to remain balanced within all aspects of reality. To reiterate briefly, the yang is the masculine energy of spirit or mind and the act of doing. The yin is the feminine aspect or feeling center, including the heart. These two elements, symbolically and energetically, derive their essence specifically from the sun and moon spheres of consciousness. The sun emerges the constant, masculine, original source of mind and spirit from which all life emanates. The moon is an expression of the reflection of Mother Earth, including man, who monthly expresses the changeability of the internal feminine nature. These sun and moon symbols can be explored microcosmically within almost any cultural structure or physical element on the earth. The country of Iraq, which is the main topic of discussion here, is no exception. Manifested in this ancient land, as well as throughout most of the Middle East, are primarily two cultural divisions called Shia and Sunni. The Shia are the more passive, receptive element of the population, aligning with the feminine yin energy. The Sunni are commonly in alignment with the opposite, the yang male polarity. If one says phonetically the Shia tribal name, it sounds like Shia, the proper pronoun of the feminine word. The name Sunni, or one could say the Sun I as it is spelled, surely represents yang polarity of the masculine intellect. Sun, S-U-N, and Sun, S-O-N, are homonyms for each other. Both words represent the male polarity. Up until the present time, the Sunni tribe was composed of mostly fearful, mental energy led by Saddam's Ba'ath Party, who maintained control and power over the Shia. The Sunni are the mentally oriented, intellectual types of the Iraqi culture, the teachers, doctors, politicians, etc. They are in the minority, but have controlled the Shia for centuries despite that sect's greater population. Always the feminine is greater than the masculine in size and depth, the plus sign as compared to the minus sign, respectively. But the mental energy, despite its limitation, is very good at judging the feminine and controlling it. This example of domination by the smaller group of Sunni over the Shia is an obvious mirror of the Yang principle, in fear of the unlimited power of the feminine, not trusting it, and therefore desperately wanting to be in charge and in control of it. As the feminine yin energy is being freed across the globe with the awakening of the Aquarian Age, the control of the Shia by the Sunni, which is at the very center of yin denial on Earth, ultimately has to be dealt with and resolved. Iraq represents on Earth some of the most stubborn mental polarity attempting to control the feeling center or feminine. Like a rock, the densest and most unchanging material on the Earth, the culture of Iraq has supported the denial of the feminine in a most deep and locked way. The key to releasing the feminine is through re-evaluating the misjudgments and the misinterpretations of the true Islamic precepts, the main religion of the region. These errors of thought have been used by Iraqi men to justify their fear of allowing the feminine to express itself both within themselves and without. If one represses the feminine internal nature too long, which has been the case in this country, then an explosion of the feminine energy finally releasing itself with terror and extremism is the inevitable result. To change this rather unmoving and unchangeable imbalance, the rock needs to be split into at least two parts with a brute force, arrogantly and heartlessly called by our government as shock and awe. On some level, however, it did seem a necessary evil for the USA to vibrate heartlessness to let heart in, as one very profound metaphysical work's title suggests, to help release the feminine from its capture. An act of heartlessness can sometimes loosen the blocked energies and feelings in order for consciousness to evolve out of denial. A small example of that is the common slap on the face when one is hysterical and caught in fear. In other words, the slap helps one come to reality out of illusion. As Cher, the actress, put it so succinctly in her film, "Snap out of it!" Notice the movie that is quoted so much with that line is called Moonstruck. The yin or moon energy is blocked and needs moving. So Cher, a symbol of a very strong woman in our culture, slap some sense into the male fool who is in denial in the story. Expecting to form one democratic government immediately after removal of Saddam, with these extreme opposing polarities at play, was not taking extremism and this polarity imbalance into account. It will take quite a period of chaos and release with individual personal growth for the culture to allow both polarities to exist freely and openly for democratic elections to occur. For our government to expect equal treatment of the female vote so quickly in this male-dominated area of the world was naive, to say the least. Not to say that the world shouldn't work towards that goal of democratization, but to expect it so quickly doesn't take into account centuries of held yang beliefs that the male needs to be in charge of the yin aspect and not give her power. The burqa, if nothing else, needs to be taken off long before that kind of democratic cultural sharing can happen. The male polarity is very stubborn to allow that, because it is so caught in the grip of fear of controlling the unlimited power of the feminine. The recent assassination of Benazir Bhutto reveals how strong the yang principle can resist the female's return to the center of power, where she needs to be for the greatest good. The yang fear would rather destroy himself than let that happen, the result, a suicide bombing. Because of her death, however, there will be a great deal of crying and emotional releasing of the held yin energies, which will have a transformative effect on the area permanently. This female will be valued even more after her death. The ancient Kabbalah knowledge of the true seat of power of the feminine is still actively maintained in the Jewish tradition, where the mother is considered to be the center of the family. Unfortunately, though, the male polarity again, knowing even this important concept, is still afraid, separates her from the rest of the males of the congregation, even high up in the balcony of some Orthodox synagogues, instead of having the female included up front and allowed even to be possibly rabbi. Here is something truly miraculous to share. Often life imitates art, as many know and have stated. The Iraq War has been actually portended in literature 4 decades ago. A very popular book, sometimes called the greatest science fiction novel ever written, Dune, by Frank Herbert, written in 1966, mirrors precisely the current events of the past several years. It describes clearly the conflict that is occurring right now in the Middle East. Here are the specifics of the story of Dune. It takes place on a desert planet. It concerns the mining, trading, and fight over control of a rare fuel source called spice found on that desert planet. The story takes place on the planet Arrakis. Spoken out loud, sounds like Iraq, U.S. The evildoer on the planet Arrakis is Emperor Shaddam. The hero's family is the House Atreides, he who trades. Where the father fails to succeed in killing Emperor Shaddam in the first war, but then a few years later on, the son comes along and finally defeats him. As you may already notice, the coincidences are undeniable. The desert plant environment is so like Iraq's desert storm. There is also a fight over a fuel source, oil in this case. Plus, there is a chilling closeness of the names Arrakis and Shaddam, the latter being just one letter off from the first name of Saddam Hussein. And finally, the main thrust of the story being about a father and a son duo, who at different times are involved in a war with Shaddam. This book was written decades ago, and yet mirrors this conflict so closely. One last coincidence too occurred March 18, 2003, literally the night before the Iraq War began. For the first time ever, the sequel to Dune, a miniseries called Children of Dune, aired on television. It was surely reflecting the child of older President Bush finally finishing what his father had started a few years earlier, just like the heroes in this space epic. Coincidence? Or just the perfect timing, planning, and interwoven tapestry of the universe? Whether it was a sane thing to do or not, the Iraq War was surely meant to occur if one sees the importance of this literary portent. The universe works in mysterious ways. Sometimes having an absolute fool do a completely foolish thing is just what the doctor ordered. In this case, the treatment for this country's illness of the feminine was to abruptly break up that frozen, unchanging state of the mind's control over the feminine in the middle of this earth. In the story of Dune, the battle fought and won over Shaddam signified the last great war of humanity. It is the hope, I am sure, of all of us that we see that final element of the story soon come to pass as closely as the name in the book, Shaddam, mirrored reality too. Here's to the rise of the feminine energy, and to the end of man's fear of it in 2008 and beyond. End transmission.